Hello and welcome to the Program Your Life podcast. Come with me on a journey of self-exploration, overcoming obstacles, and learning to believe in yourself. I'm your host, Joe Parker. Join me and my beautiful wife, Kimberly, as we explore what it takes to achieve our dreams, overcome our fears and doubts, and have some fun along the way. It's sure to be a roller coaster ride, and we are happy to share it with you. Now stay tuned for an exciting episode of the Program Your Life podcast.
So, hello and welcome to the Program Your Life podcast. I'm Joe Parker, and I'm really excited today because I have a special guest. You might remember a couple of podcasts ago, Kimberly and I went to Vancouver, British Columbia, and we saw a really great workshop. It was called Vibration Activation, and we got really charged up, and we learned some new tools. And now I have the honor of having him on the program. His name is Andy Dooley, and he is the co-founder of Tut.com and the creator of the groundbreaking process for manifesting called Vibration Activation, which is three easy steps to take the mystery out of manifesting. Andy is a law of attraction expert, vibration activation coach, spiritual comedian, and artist. Andy graduated from Ringling College of Art and Design in Sarasota, Florida. Today, Andy continues creating art using various media while traveling the world, conducting workshops, coaching clients, and making fun, inspirational videos. Check them out at his YouTube channel, Andy Dooley TV, and also at his website, andydooley.com. So, welcome to the program, Andy.
Thank you, Joe. Woohoo! It's great to be here.
Awesome. So, as I said before, Kimberly and I attended your workshop up in Vancouver, loved it, and you gave us some great tools. And one of the things that we liked is that you had some really good keys and insight for unlocking someone's dreams. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Unlocking your dreams. So, thanks for listening, for you out there. You've been wanting to find the keys to unlocking your dreams. Definitely been on this journey. I've been where you've been. I've had success. I've had failures. Lost it all and got it back. And so along the way, of course, I've learned some really key secrets that I want to share, principles that you might have heard before, but, you know, I have a fun way of sharing them and exercises that Joe and I will do here. And get you unlocking your dreams and tapping into your full potential, because there's nothing better than doing the thing you love to do and helping others in the process and making the world a better place.
That's great. So can you go over maybe some of the highlights of your manifestation process or your workshop?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give the listener a little bit of context. If I just jump in and be like, okay, number one is, and they'll be like, what? Well, enough of that.
Gotcha.
So some of you might be familiar with the Tut.com website or the Notes from the Universe. My cool brother Mike writes those notes from the universe, and he was in the DVD The Secret. I just have the coolest brother ever, don't I? We, back in 1989, started this company, Tut, and we were selling T-shirts out of a push cart, and we grew that T-shirt business into a $1 million business. And, of course, we're using all the principles that, you know, you talk about, Joe, on this, your blog and your radio, and, you know, using visualization and the power of law of attraction and affirmations and following your gut. And we had a great run selling T-shirts. And then it came to an end, and it ended on a good note. And then me and my brother and mother, we decided to try our own thing, so we went to different directions. And I failed and I failed and I failed. I thought I had this thing down, and I just kept falling down. And so it really caused me to dig really deep and find out what I was doing wrong and what I could do to achieve that success again. Of course, I had my brother and my mother the first time around, but on my own, it was a little different story. And so during that process of losing a lot of money, losing $100,000, owing the IRS, credit card debt, brokenhearted, my back went out, I was in pain. I really dug deep and learned a lot of very valuable lessons. And And now today I can say, you know, I'm living the life of my dreams. I've turned it all around. I've created vibration activation. I travel. I speak. I make videos. I've written two books. I've got these awesome audio programs that I get emails every week from people saying, Andy, this program really changed my life. This was a turning point for me. Just a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago now, Mike was here in Denver, Colorado, because I'm in Boulder, and he did his workshop called Playing the Matrix. And a woman was attending the Matrix, and she came up to me and she said, I was in your workshop four years ago in Los Angeles, and she said, that workshop changed my life. I still have the notes. I do the exercises, the That's Right, the transition story. She said, it was a life changer, and thank you for doing what you do. It's like, yes, it works.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So then the question is, what made the difference? How did I turn things around? And it was a journey, it was a process, it didn't happen overnight. I got out there, I started teaching and speaking what I did know, and I loved it, and I started finding the tools that were working for me and working for my clients. And I realized that one of the most important things we got to do is we got to stop that negative train of thought. You know what I'm talking about, Joe?
I do. I have way too many of them.
Yes. So step one of vibration activation is really stopping that negative thought in our head, being our own worst enemy. Because you can read all the books and listen to the programs and hypnotize yourself and do EFT tapping, all this stuff. But if your still dominant thought pattern in your brain is, you're an idiot, it's not going to work for you, which was my thought pattern, you're never going to get anywhere. You'll start and stop. So step one of vibration activation is you got to say, stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here. You have to say it and feel it and stop it, because if you don't, it'll just derail your life. So we did that in the workshop, and Joe, you were there. Did you like that?
I did, and I used the variation of that several times, which I don't want to go into right now. Yes, get the fear, get the faith in here. I mean, you know, I'm kind of a believer that you either live in faith or fear, and there are lots of times when I'm living in the fear, so it's a great idea to get it out of here.
Absolutely. Another faith is great. Another F word, we won't say it, but another word that starts with the letter F. People in the workshop will say it. Stop, cancel, clear, get the F out of here. Because they say it because it's an emotionally charged word, and it really is you need that charge, because that negative thought pattern, you know, often people have thought patterns of, it's not going to work for me. I've tried everything. I can't figure it out. I don't know what's wrong. And then they go off and look for problems they don't have. They say it's a past life. It's my chakras. It's an evil entity. It's a sacred contract. And you're just digging, you're creating problems you don't have. And so you got to stop just what I call the bitch train. So in life, there's the bitch train and the bliss train. You want to spend most of your time on the bliss train. So step one is stopping the negative train of thought. And once you stop it, you got to ask a question to change your focus. Because what so many of us are suffering from is lazy and lousy focus. We just keep focusing on everything that's wrong in our life instead of what's right. And that just keeps derailing us, because what we focus on, we get more of. Have you noticed that, Joe?
I have noticed that. And since your workshop, I've been working a lot to clean up my focus and focus on what I do want and not on what I don't want. So, yes, that's important. You're right. I mean, focus is the key. And it's so easy to get into that negative focus.
It is, because we're surrounded by things that will distract us and that can easily lead to things that are just not going to make us feel good. You know, the news is really bad. I mean, it's just all CNN, constant negative news. You know, there's just so many things that you can look out in the world and see what's bad and wrong and focus on it and get scared about it. Then you're operating and living from fear instead of abundance and love of who you truly are. That was one of the key processes. I'm curious, Joe, what exercise did you like or enjoy at the workshop?
Well, I liked them all, but I think the one that got me charged up the most was when we did the That's Rights, especially when we did it for, was it, I don't know, a minute, 75 seconds, minute and a half, I don't remember exactly what it was, But that one, yeah. I remember at the end of it, I was just flying on a new high, and I just felt so charged up and so positive about, you know, what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, and feeling like, yeah, you know, it was so close.
Yeah, it is really powerful. So one of the reasons why we do the That's Right, and so for the listener, we can actually do a demonstration, before we do, I'll tell them why we do it. Because so many of us are suffering from lazy and lousy focus, and that was one of my big problems back when I was failing again and again. My focus was everywhere. If I was driving a car, I'd have been in the ditch. And what I've learned is that your life really is the sum total of what you're focusing on day in, day out. I mean, that's really big. Like, so if you're listening, write down that my focus equals feeling. Focus equals feeling. That's really, really big. What you focus on, you're going to feel. And then what goes right along with that is how I feel is how I attract. So those are two huge and important things to master, and it's going to be true for the rest of your life. You know, it's not like in 5 years we're going to look back and go, oh, yeah, remember when focus was really important? Now you don't have to focus anymore. No, that's not going to happen. 10 years now, 20 years from now, focus is always going to equal feeling. Whatever you focus on, you're going to feel. And then how you feel, how you really, really feel on the inside, that's how you're attracting everything that you're getting in your life. So I was making the mistake way back in the day of saying positive affirmations and saying it's all working out for me, but inside I really wasn't feeling it and believing it, therefore I wasn't attracting. So the reason we do That's Right, which is the name of the game and the exercise, is to hold and create a positive focus on what's already working in your life, and then to step it up a notch and focus on what you want to create in your life. So then you start vibrating it, and the really cool thing, Joe, is that you're creating new neural nets in your brain. You're literally rewiring your brain by thinking thoughts and stacking them one on top of another. So that way, Donald Hebb was the guy, the neuroscientist, who said neurons that fire together wire together, and you know it's called neuroplasticity. That's how we're rewiring the brain all the time. Here's what we do. Joe, you'll lead the That's Right, and I'll follow you. So I'll either repeat what you said, or I'll repeat and add on to it. And you're just going to talk about things that are going good in your life right now. You're not going to talk necessarily about, like, super what's going to happen in the future. Just talk about, you know, your awesome wife and what you do and how you're touching people's lives and the interviewing and the blog and, you know, doing workshops and just, you know, all the things. Right? You're out of the IT business, right? Now you're on your own, or do you still do a little IT?
Oh, no, I still do IT. I still have a day job. I'm doing this as a sideline and building it. I've been working on it for a year or so now. It's just, you know, it's something I'm creating, and at some point I'm wanting to do this full-time because this is what feeds me. This is what makes me feel good. I feel like I'm contributing to the world. I'm making a difference, and yeah, you know, this is what I want to do.
Good. So we'll just talk about and focus on everything that's good in your life now. The way we do it is we start each sentence with the words, "That's right." It's like a game of table tennis, or just tennis, where you hit the ball back and forth, and it holds the focus on what's already good in your life, because it's a focus exercise. That's what's so important. Focus, focus, focus. Okay, so Joe, you start off with the "That's right" sentence, and I'll repeat you, and then you give me another one, and I'll follow you. You lead.
Okay. That's right, I'm having fun.
That's right, you're having fun and you're meeting great people.
That's right, and I'm getting better at this all the time.
That's right, you're really becoming a focus master.
That's right, and people are listening and enjoying the program.
That's right, you're getting more subscribers every week.
That's right, I am getting more subscribers every week, and I've got people from all over the world listening.
That's right. People from all over the world are listening to you.
That's right. In the last couple of months, I've grown by like 30% of my listeners. It's incredible.
That's right. You got momentum going. You're getting results. It's working.
That's right. And musicians are wanting to be on my radio program, and they're adding music, and my radio station's getting better, as well as my podcast.
That's right. Everything is improving. And things are coming to you. Opportunities are showing up.
That's right. And Kimberly and I love to do the podcast as well as we love to interview people.
That's right. You guys are great at interviewing people, and the podcasts are just awesome. You can listen to them anywhere, anytime, any place, and get charged up.
That's right. And I know that this is going to be my life's work moving forward. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's right. This is your life's work, and you're doing it now. Pretty soon you'll be full-time.
That's right. I will be full-time. Before long, I'll be on radio and TV. People will be calling me up.
Ah, that's right. You're going to be a highly sought-after coach, speaker, podcaster, blogger, you name it. You're going to be it.
That's right. I'm going to be on Ellen.
Right. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, I feel great, man. That was really awesome.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay, so for the listener, a couple things you really want to note here is, one, notice how we stayed focused and flowing positive energy back and forth. We didn't get derailed and focus on a problem or start to think, well, how's that going to happen? Or I'm not good enough, or I don't have the education, or I don't have any money. We got ourselves into the feeling, and we started really simple with what's already working in Joe's life. And so it was honest and true, and then we built the momentum up to being on the Ellen Show, which is totally possible. And why not be on Ellen or any other show of that caliber? So focus and flow is really, really important, and the more you do this, the better you get. And so how do you do this? What I recommend is writing is that's right sentences down. Make a list of that's right sentences. Friend me on Facebook, Andy Dooley. Or friend me on Facebook, on Twitter. I post that's right sentences and images all the time. If you really like this and want more, I have an awesome audio program that's loaded with that's right recorded. So you can just be driving down the road in your car. You can be walking around the lake and listening to the that's right sentences that will help you stay focused and flowing and activate that feeling inside of you. It's totally powerful and so life-changing. My clients have lost weight. They've gained confidence. They've attracted their, soulmates and lovers and turned negative relationships into positive relationships, attracted better jobs. Of course, there's a lot more exercises than just the that's right. That's actually part of step three in the vibration activation process. Yeah, step two, real quick, I'll just run that by, give the listener a piece of that. So step two is you got to tell the transition story in your life. So this is what I found is a big, big missing piece. I hear people tell me all the time, Andy, no one ever told me that. I've never heard that before. Wow. I think even you said that, Joe, right?
Actually, yeah, we were surprised. My wife was the one who was really blown over by it, is that, yeah, no one had ever done that. And it was just, that was that powerful piece, because so many times before when we would do the affirmations and we would, say our goals, there was that kind of that lack of belief because it was just too much too soon. But the transition story is what bridged the gap and it made it real.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It makes it real. So a big mistake, I made it, everyone makes it, is you try to jump from where you are to where you want to be. And it's just too big of a jump. You go from struggling with money to telling the story of how now you're making money and you don't have to worry and your brain says, BS, you're broke. So you got to tell the transition story. And you use the words beginning, becoming, and allowing. And that's just solid gold. My clients, like the one lady said, I'm telling the transition story, and it's been working for me. It's changed my life. My other client, I email my clients every day, and they have to email me back their transition story. So a daily focus of I'm beginning to move forward, I'm beginning to trust myself, I'm becoming more confident, I'm allowing the universe to guide me, I'm allowing myself to have fun, I'm beginning to let go of the struggle, I'm tuning in to my higher wisdom, I'm becoming more positive. I'm beginning to stick with it. I'm beginning to follow through. When your brain hears those thoughts one on top of another, it creates the focus, which is great, starts rewiring your brain, and it shifts your vibration into that place where you can now start receiving what you've been asking for. So the transition story is solid gold. And there's, I recorded them in my audio program, and you can hear other people telling their transition stories in my audio program, which is so much fun because people hear it, and then they can relate, and then it gives them ideas on how to really effectively tell their transition story. Another key nugget I want to fit in there real quick. I know we're getting short on time. This is really powerful. Your situation, you might even want to write this down. Your situation cannot get any better until you feel better about your situation. Your situation cannot get any better until you feel better about your situation. Now, why is that? Because how you feel is how you attract. And so if you're feeling frustrated and annoyed and it's taking too long and you're just, you know, maybe angry or depressed, well, that situation that you're in, you just keep focusing on it and keep recreating it. So you have to learn how to shift your focus and find a way to feel better now while you're still in the situation you've got. Then things can come to you because how you feel is how you attract. And so, like in my workshop, we do a great exercise called I Found the Paint. And we do, it's really four words that are killer are feeling first, manifestation second. Feeling first, manifestation second. Whatever you want to create in your life, you've got to create the feeling first, and then the manifestation follows second. It's not the other way around, which is what most people do. And that's what I did when I was down and out, you know, in debt. Is I wanted someone to give me a job or give me money, and then I'd feel better. You know, I wanted my ex-girlfriend to come back, and then I'd feel better. You've got to start feeling better now, and then you can attract what you want. It's like saying, give me a job, and then I'll be happy. No, get happy, and then you'll manifest the job. Get happy, and then you'll attract your lover. So that I go into much more detail in my audio program, The Feeling First, Manifestation Second. You hear the stories. It's just awesome, and the results people are getting are so fun and so rewarding for me, you know, because, like, I'm saving them so much time, because back then, you know, during that time when I was turning my life around, I invested thousands of dollars in workshops and coaches and audio programs and webinars. I went through year after frustrating year trying to figure out a process that would work some of the time. I was just like, just give me a process that works some of the time. And thankfully, I got a process that works basically all the time. And so last summer, I was able to finally bottle up this process and put it into my audio program called Vibration Activation. And everything that made a difference between where I was and where I am and where you are and where you want to be is all in this program. And I did, for the listeners on this program, I wanted to make a special offer. It's at my website, andydooley.com, and it's under the products. And if you type in, like, if you feel inspired, if it calls to you to get it, then do so. If not, that's totally cool. I still want you to use these tools that I shared with you on the program because I know they'll really make a difference. So if you are inspired to take action, when you get to the checkout page, if you type in the promo code, the number 1515 and then special, all caps, 15 special, all caps, you get 15% off the program, whether you get the CDs or the digital MP3 download. So I just wanted to offer that to your listeners, Joe.
Great. Thank you very much, Andy. I'm sure that they'll very much want to take advantage of that. So speaking of you know, your products and your programs, let's just go back over that. So you've got your workshop, which is an all-day workshop, and you do that around the country, and that's the Vibration Activation Workshop. And then you've also got an audio program, and you said you can either download an MP3 or you can get it on a CD-ROM, I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay, and what's the best way for people to contact you and get those products? And, I mean, do we have any others that you're working on?
You go to andydooley.com. Products I am working on now are, I have discovered or uncovered the 13 biggest manifesting mistakes you're making and how to fix them. So I'm in the process right now of going back over that material, rewriting it, tweaking it. And then another product I'm working on is how to deal with negative people that are killing your positive vibe. So what you can do is go to andybuehler.com and be sure to just sign up on my email list, because every week I send out cool videos with great tips and insights that will definitely, you will be a better manifester 1 year from now by signing up for my email list and getting these weekly emails from me. And of course you can unsubscribe anytime, but my videos, you know, I get amazing feedback all the time on my videos. They're fun, they're upbeat, they're quick, they're smart, they give you tools that you need that are realistic and practical, so sign up for my email list. You won't regret it.
Okay, and I also agree with that. I have seen several of your videos, and they are very fun, very catchy. You have lots of energy, and you know they're a great thing to watch. You'll get excited, and I would encourage everyone to sign up. So thank you, Andy, for being on the program, and just remember that you can get more information or buy one of his products at andydooley.com. And again, Andy, best of luck, and I appreciate what you're doing. You're doing great work, and thanks again for being on the Program Your Life podcast.
Thank you, Joe, for having me, and hugs and high fives to Kimberly. She rocks. And remember, it's feeling first, manifestation second. Woohoo!
All right.
Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We were so happy to be able to share this episode of the Program Your Life podcast with you. Make sure to check us out at programyourlife.org. You can always find our podcasts there. We're also going to have the podcasts on iTunes, in the iTunes store under podcasts, and then there'll be some on our YouTube channel. So look for us online, and we will talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much to the Program Your Life podcast. Until next time, this is Joe Parker signing off. Bye-bye.